So last week, I
talked to them today. We're teaching a class together this weekend.
And we'll see about that.
I think it's necessary.
Well, she colored it today, so I'm kind of
Is that what it is?
And she got the bangs because they were really young.
So,
we're at this conference last week.
Was it close?
It was a training.
We do a few sides.
First 2 days, and then we had a conference for customers again. We've got our inside sales
phone upstairs.
Our Andrea, and she's a And he just looked at it, and he goes, I'm offended. What do you mean offended? You don't want to make it offended, but I'm going to go with what
you
mean.
You have
just like, wow.
Gary, how are you doing tonight? Good seeing you. I hadn't got it. I was working that way.
You haven't hired me in 2 years.
How long?
This is not a good time to do that with all the flu and colds going around. Unless you like sharing that sort of thing.
Sorry. MS is not in 2 years.
Look at that. See? People know.
It's the bangs. The bangs.
How are y'all?
Hi, I'm David Jennings.
David and Joe Morrow.
What you eating?
Nice to meet you.
Some faux.
What's up, security?
I homemade it.
Hammer, let's go.
Love faux.
I'm fancy. You better watch it.
Slow down, cowboy. Slow down.
Please don't hit my truck. Okay. Whip ash.
Officer, saw the whole thing.
You're right. It was a wolfie.
I won't say run ahead. We think so. Contact. She goes away to work. Kids was bad.
Why?
And they don't pay rent. She tries to get rid of them. So it's a.
Ms. Bolts, good to see you. Long time.
I'm surprised she didn't get mad. Call her Mrs. Bolts.
I could have called her the wrong name like I did the first year.
Yeah. She's used to it. She'll answer to it now.
Free air conditioning. They're happy.
They like
I'm so happy. What do you like in the nose?
Good evening. Welcome to the Monday, February 12th, Shore Acres City Council meeting at 7 o'clock. Ms. Nesbitt, if you would, please call roll.
Alderman Jennings.
Present.
Alderman McCowan.
Present.
Mayor Pro Tem Bowles.
Present.
Mayor Sanford. Alderwoman Ramos.
Present.
Alderman Hoskins.
Present.
We have a quorum.
All right. Good morning, rise to the Pledge of Allegiance. Please take your hats off. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
Okay. 3.0, special presentations, there are none. 4.0, council reports and requests, there are none. 5.0, public hearings and public comments. 5.1, public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to address council or comment on items which appear on the agenda. The time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are to be directed to the city council and dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law from participating in discussion or deliberation of items not specifically identified on this agenda. We'll start on this side of the room. Back row, anyone? Go ahead. You'll state your name and your address, please.
All right, Gary Morgan Goldke, 510 Shore Acres Boulevard. Wanted to address the city council and say I stopped by the city hall earlier today, had a chance to talk to David Stahl, had a chance to meet Buck and welcome him to town. But one of the things I wanted to thank David for, and I think this might be his last meeting, and I said it to him personally, but I wanted to say it publicly as well. But before we owned any land or a house in Shore Acres, I met him here at City Hall. We were considering purchasing a piece of land, and it's on Taylor Bayou, and it was low-lying and needed a lot of field dirt brought in, and I found him to be very knowledgeable. He did a great job as the floodplain administrator, helping us understand the permits, because we didn't want to purchase it if we didn't think that we could properly improve it, you know, where it'd be usable. And we successfully made it through that whole process. Now that piece of land is developed. We wound up buying a house a year later, which we hadn't necessarily planned to, and we haven't had too many dealings with the city over that. But anyway, we've lived here for 5 years now, and I've known David since before we moved here, and so just wanted to thank him publicly and wish him well as he moves on to whatever comes next. And I know it's been a difficult tenure for him in some ways, and so I'm glad he gets to retire, enjoy life, and we wish Buck well and welcome him to town.
Thank you.
Mr. Moyer? No? Okay. Anyone over here? Are you sure? Okay.
What, right. You're begging?
No, I'm not begging. It's just this is my first meeting that you haven't spoken in a long time. So, moving on. 6.0, administrative reports. 6.1, city manager's report. Mr. Stahl?
Yeah, we just got two items I wanted to mention this evening. One is we were served with a notice of suit. We're just also ran in that. Someone purchased a piece of property here in the city from a tax foreclosure sale. That was done, triggered by the school district. Everyone who has a tax interest in that has an interest in the property. The school district initiated it. The attorneys put it up for auction. It was sold. The claim is that the publishing of the notice said that there was a house on the property and they purchased the property and didn't do their inspection until post sale and discovered that there was no structure on the property that had been demolished prior to being foreclosed on for tax lien. And so they would like to get their money back, I believe. We are being represented by TML for our interest, and of course, the first thing we'll do is file and be released from it and let the school district battle that out. And so I'm just making you aware of that. It will appear on our audit records of pending suits, but I think that we have very little to no exposure on that, just as my novice read of it, and we are being represented by TML. They've assigned an attorney. The other item that I would mention is we've talked about the failed sewer line. We have a sinkhole between Baywood and Shady Lawn that goes on a street right of way where we've never constructed the street, so it is off of the traveled road, and it is not on immediately adjacent to anybody else's property. We hope to replace that. We had a rough engineer's estimate of the cost of doing that in the $10,000 to $15,000 range. As you know, I've been reporting for a couple months, since actually I think about Thanksgiving, trying to get the quote from the same folks that have done our other work under HGAC contract, IPR. Finally did get that about a week and a half ago. And while we were waiting on that to come in, I told the city engineer to go ahead and get me quotes from a couple others, because if it were in that range, we would just knock it out and not worry about going through the HGAC process. The sad news is, I put in front of you with your mail, there's the two quotes plus the HGAC amount, and missed the mark of $10,000 to $15,000 considerably. They range here at $57,600, $53,300, and going back to IPR, who has done our prior work under the HGAC contract, which is bid and theoretically going to be the lowest, it comes in at $46,977. So it is the least expensive, but it's out of the range of what we had budgeted for during the course of year failures. And so this either will require us to consider a budget amendment or to be added to the packet of wastewater work under whatever financial instrument you decide tonight you want to do. And my recommendation is that it's non-critical. Originally it had the yacht club on it. The yacht club had been moved to another line previously, and so it's a very low volume line, and it will live through for several months until we can get it replaced. Any questions? That's all I got.
Any questions from council? Okay, moving on. 6.2, monthly police department report. Chief Harrison.
Thank you. Well, you're glancing over the memo that you received last week. I'll share with you and with the citizens, and I'm ashamed to report we had an elderly gentleman in our city that was he was basically a $72,000 fraud, and that's sad to me that we have our elderly people taken advantage of. And this is a situation where he went online and was not sure of who he was dealing with, and invested $72,000, and it's gonna be very difficult for us to help him because the company's in London. And with our resources, it's difficult to investigate anything that happens here, much less that. So I'd like to warn people that the fraud that's going on these days, the stolen identity, all that happens is real, and it's happening to people in our cities every month. You see our fraud numbers are consistently high. And this is something that is preventable. This is something that being careful who you deal with is preventable. There are some things you can't prevent. If somebody wants your ID, I had mine stolen from an IRS return several years ago, so it can happen, but we've got to be careful who we deal with. And when you have neighbors and you have kinfolk and relatives, you need to make those people aware of how easily this can happen to them. Deal with trusted people. Deal with people that are recommended to you by people you trust. Other than that, the report is a about a normal report for us. January was a cold month, and cold, the numbers usually stay down.
Chief, if you get a chance, can you add that to your social media about what you just told us to the public, if you don't mind?
I'll put that out on Nextdoor tomorrow.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Excuse us, for those who don't get on Nextdoor, how do we acquire it?
Be able to send an email also.
Not receiving. I mean, we're not denying it's not coming in. City website is not secure.
I'll get it out best I can to our citizens.
Okay.
I'll make sure that they relay it on to people that they know that don't have social media best
okay.
we can.
All right.
Perfect. Thanks, Chief.
Thank you.
Can we put it in our water, next water bill, a little write-up?
And then everybody gets it.
Yeah, we've done that before.
Sure.
I can write something up and put in there.
Okay. Sounds good.
Has the situation with the coyotes subsided a little bit? Because I haven't heard anything in the last several weeks.
The last couple of weeks, we still get a couple of calls, but they're not like they were 3 or 4 weeks ago. I don't know if that means it's any better, but we're not getting the calls on them.
Well, it's got to be getting a little bit better because I've seen two on the side of Highway 146, DRT.
Yeah, that happens.
So that's two less. That's dead right there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chief, I noticed you have 3 burglaries and 7 thefts this month. I thought that was a little bit abnormal. Any idea on what's going on there?
Yeah, you want to hear my fuzzy math? 3 burglaries is actually what we were dispatched to. There's actually only 1 burglary. These numbers is a collection of the calls we're dispatched to.
Correct.
When we get there, sometimes it turns out it's not what the citizen thought it was. The 1 burglary we did have was actually on New Year's Day, involved the theft of $17,000 worth of jewelry. And we were able to find out that a relative had committed the crime, and everything was returned, and they refused to pursue charges. So that case was closed on the burglary. On the thefts, we actually had 5 actual thefts, not 7. And one of them was a generator that he stole from a gentleman at some point, and then tried to sell back to him at a gas station right here in LaPorte. And the gentleman called me, and we went over there and recovered the generator, and I'll file felony theft on that subject. And he also was responsible for at least 2 more of those. And he was a Bay Colony resident, so he's one of our locals. And I think he's probably going to be good for a lot of the thefts that we've seen in the city the last few months. But he's still
one
in jail.
LaPorte's locals.
Sir?
Not one of LaPorte's locals, not our locals.
He's not ours, but he has to come through our city every time he goes anywhere. So
just want to be clear.
Yes, sir. He's not ours.
Yet.
anybody else have any questions?
I'd like to say one other thing, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Also, I've noticed a higher presence of the patrol cars working Shorecrest Boulevard at all times of the day. I know they're doing a good job because they lit me up, so just tell them I said thanks, and doing a good job out there being highly visible and slowing traffic down.
And thank you for the kind words. When I asked them to sit on Shorecrest Boulevard, I thought it would be for a few days, but we're learning that we've been out there now for about 5 weeks, and it hasn't slowed down. We're still, I don't know how many we're riding a day, but we're riding several citations a day, and they're not 2 or 3 miles over the speed limit, so we'll continue to sit out there until people slow down.
Good. Great.
And I also have to say the moving radar is the reason we can do that. I'm not trying to politic for something we got from you guys in the past, but the moving radar that we were given in last year's budget, the 2 units, has helped tremendously being able to capture traffic coming at us and traffic coming up behind us.
Good.
Thank you so much for that.
Thank you, Chief.
Anybody else? All right, thank you. Moving on. 6.3 monthly public works department report. Mr. Stahl.
In your packet is the written report. I would note that we've placed signs that were provided by the LEPC, the Local Emergency Planning Committee, in 3 more of our parks. We already had one previously. They're to provide people who are using the parks some information about what to do if the sirens are to go off. They also provide another very useful thing in that they have the location, the address of the park on them. And so if there's an emergency and you're a visitor to our city and you're not quite sure where you're at, that sign does provide an address for you. And that's all I got.
All right. Any questions? Okay, moving on to business, 7.1, reconsideration and approval of ordinance number 2018-297, amending Shorecrest City Code, adding Chapter 38, Article 3, Sections 38-101 through 38-107, regulating the residency of sex offenders, prohibiting residents near premises where children commonly gather, providing affirmative defenses, providing penalty for violation, providing a severability clause, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date hereof. It has my name on it, so I will make a motion to approve ordinance number 2018, an ordinance amending Shorecrest City Code, adding Chapter 38, Article 3, Sections 38-101 through 38-107, regulating the residency of sex offenders, prohibiting residence or premises where children commonly gather, providing affirmative defenses, providing penalty for violation, providing a severability clause, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date hereof.
I'll second.
Thank you. I had this on the last agenda. Mr. Hoskins pointed out that it wasn't properly written for our city. He sent something over to me. Thank you. I appreciate that. We've since redone it. This is going to give us a little bit of, give the police department a little bit something to be able to keep sex offenders away from the parks and away from our kids. They changed the state law. It allows it to 1,000 feet. Before, we didn't have anything on the books. So now, moving forward, if anybody moves into our city and is registered, they're not going to be allowed to live within 1,000 feet of our parks. I think it's important to protect our kids. And that's all I have. Anybody else?
Yeah, just a couple of comments unless anybody else has anything. It's written well. I'm going to certainly vote in favor of it. I'm just thinking that, you know, one of the requirements was is that there be an exemption hearing so that certain people can be exempt from this requirement. Texas has basically three different levels of sex offenders that they call low, medium, and high. And so we certainly want to make sure we don't have any medium or high risk offenders within 1,000 feet. But we probably need to come up with some sort of policy or protocol, not really a protocol, we already have that here, where we would allow it. And I can give you a few good examples. One would be, you know, you've got a 17-year-old here in Texas dating a 23-year-old, and, you know, in Texas that's legal. It's a 17-year-old, but if they take a vacation to Tennessee, it's not. So you could wind up with somebody getting on the registered sex offender list that is not a risk to our children. And the purpose of this ordinance is really to protect the children. It's not to add additional punishment. So if we could come up, in addition, probably more as a resolution, of some way of defining what would constitute an exemption. Clearly, it's got to be a low-risk offender. Another example is, in order to be a registered sex offender, everybody that was convicted after 1970 has to be registered. So if somebody in 1971, say they're in their 50s, wound up on this list, they'd be almost 100. And that might be low risk. So I think, while I like this ordinance, it's perfect the way it is. I don't want to make any changes to it. It's something we probably need to think about in the future. The other thing is that we really need to make sure that we can enforce this ordinance. And anytime you have an ordinance in Texas that requires or allows for a penalty, a fine, or a forfeiture, you have to publish, for that ordinance to be in effect, it has to be published in the newspaper according to Local Government Code 52-11 or .11. So it can be either the entire ordinance or just a caption of it printed in the newspaper. So I'm pretty certain this ordinance will get passed, but it won't go into effect until that publication occurs. So that's another follow-up that we need to do with this. Other than that, I'm going to vote in favor of it.
Alderman Ramos?
I'm good.
No,
Mr.
good.
Callen. Mr. Jennings?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Let's take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
And it passes unanimous. Moving on. Ordinance number 2018-297, City of Shore Acres, an ordinance amending Shore Acres City Code, adding Chapter 38, Article... Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Let me turn the page. Okay. 7.2. So, consideration and approval of Ordinance number 2018-295, ordering a special election to be held on the fifth day of May 2018 for the purpose of considering a ballot proposition on whether the City of Shore Acres shall be consolidated with the City of LaPorte, Texas, providing for election officers, designating the place and manner of holding said election, designating the early voting polling place, designating the early voting clerk, providing for posting and publication of notice, providing a severability clause, and providing for immediate effective date. This has my name on it. Oh boy. I make a motion to consider and approve Ordinance number 2018-295, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Shore Acres, Texas, ordering a special election to be held on the fifth day of May 2018 for the purpose of considering a ballot proposition on whether the city of Short Acres, Texas shall be consolidated with the city of LaPorte, Texas, providing for election officers, designating the place and manner of holding said election, designating the early voting polling place, designating the early voting clerk, providing for posting and publication of notice, providing a severability clause, and providing for an immediate effective date. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, motion made by Bowles, seconded by Hoskins. So we had this on the meeting, on the agenda last time. It failed. While I do not agree with this at all, we're required by law to pass it. That being said, as a public official for the city, we need to look out for the best benefits of our city. I do not think this is the best of our city. So, but again, we're required by law to pass this. So, and I do believe in the process. I believe that people will make the right choice, and we have to stand by it either way. Moving on, Mr. Jennings.
I'm good.
Mr. McCallum.
I think it's a complete waste of time because there's no way I can see the city of LaPorte wanting to take us on. But it is what it is, so let's go ahead and run it so we can waste some more of our valuable time that we have.
Alderwoman Ramos.
I'm good.
Mr. Hoskins.
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. We'll go ahead and take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. It passes. Alderman Hoskins, Alderwoman Ramos, Alderman Jennings, and Mayor Pro Tem Bowles are for. Against is Alderman McCallum. Moving on. 7.3, consideration and approval of resolution number 2018-298, appointing Debbie Nesbitt to serve as city secretary for the city of Short Acres, and appointing Ann Weaver to serve as deputy city secretary for the city of Short Acres. This has Mr. Stahl's name on it.
I move to approve resolution 2018-298, a resolution of the city council of the city of Short Acres appointing a city secretary and deputy city secretary, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, planning in compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date thereof.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion made by Alderman Hoskins, a seconded by Alderwoman Ramos. Discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to amend it.
Okay.
To where Debbie can't be as grumpy as the former city secretary. I second that.
Oh, no. You hear that, Debbie?
I hear.
Okay.
Can't or won't be.
Mr. McCallum?
I'm good.
All right. Alderwoman Ramos?
I'm good.
Mr. Hoskins?
I'm good. Point.
Okay. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Passes unanimous. Moving on to 7.4, consideration approval of resolution number 2018-299, requesting financial assistance from the Texas Water Development Board, authorizing the filing of an application for assistance and making certain findings and connections there within.
Hello.
Mr. LaCoy.
Mayor Pro Tem Bowles, aldermen and women. 7.4 and 7.5 I'm requesting you consider together. One is going out for the Texas Water Development Board, and the other is going out on the open market. And I would like to introduce Mr. Joe Morrill with Hilltop Securities, and he can explain to you why and what the ramifications are above.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Buck. Joe Morrill with Hilltop Securities. And we put some information in your packet, but I've got a corrected page to give you because a number of those pages, as it turns out, are going to be incorrect. And that happens to be some of the projections of cost. And as we were continuing doing our due diligence, preparing for the sale, got around this weekend to looking at some of the information on your website. And it turns out that the city is in what's called a special flood hazard area, right? And so we had one option in there where we would have insurance, right? And that's a private market insurance that guarantees the timely payment of your debt to the bondholders. Well, I sat down with convened some folks this morning, and we sat down and talked about insurance for an area that's in a special hazard district, and we all kind of sat there and said, yeah, we're not getting insurance. They like to take premiums, they don't like to pay. So just the fact that we would be in a special flood hazard area and then looking at some of the impact from Ike, which we would need to disclose, which out of 693 single family homes, you had 575 that were uninhabitable, which was 83%.
That's not right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's from information on your website.
We had 83% that had water in the living area, but they weren't all uninhabitable.
Flooded slash uninhabitable.
Yeah.
90 homes uninsured. 79 that were substantially damaged, and 73 homes out of the substantially damaged demolished, and then 17 additional homes demolished for a total of 90 homes that were demolished.
Correct.
Insurance isn't going to be an option for us, I'm afraid. So that means I also looked at Harvey, okay, and what I could find on Harvey was some information from the Texas Department of Public Safety, and they were showing 70 homes with minor flood damage in Shore Acres, and that's based on people submitting claims for FEMA. So your propensity to flood is going to prevent us from being able to get insurance. Now, what that means is your borrowing cost will go up if we do an open market sale. The flip side of that is the Texas Water Development Board is always there as a standby for communities in Texas to loan them money. And just as we continue to look through this, it looks like that might be the best option. I've got an updated page here of what it might look like if you were to go open market. They thought we would be about 1% higher than a non-rated municipal utility district, which would put us at or above about a 5% rate currently.
Extra $30,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? When you look at credit and things like that, y'all are not big. 350 acres or so is what it looks like from the tax office data that I've looked at. 100% residential with the yacht club. So from a credit standpoint, what credit rating agencies want to see is a broad, diversified base, lots of land area, lots of commercial, some industry. You know, the more tax base to spread it across, the better. And y'all are sticking at about $119 million currently, $112 million last year, and in talking with the tax office, they're like, yeah, you know, I mean, there'll be a flood event, values fall, climb back up. One of your property owners, somebody who owns a lot of land or lots, like, you know, fronting the Gulf, and it's just, it's one of those things. Everybody wants to live near the water. I would love to live near the water. Just, it's going to work for me at this point in my life. But someday, I would like to live near the water. And so, you know, being here on the Texas Gulf Coast, you always have that draw. So people are going to want to live here and be here. But just from a credit standpoint, it's a little tough for y'all to stand it on your own. So the Water Development Board has a program that I would recommend we go for, which is what they call their development fund. It's state money, so you don't have the federal regs involved of some of their other programs, which speeds things up a little bit. It's still a little bureaucratic. It is state government. But with the Water Development Board, you know, I think if we're to get going, I mean, I've got a document here that we were well into and about to wrap up for a public sale. It's just a matter for us of now inputting the data into an online application for the Water Development Board and getting an engineer to do the same with their section. We could probably be through that process and in front of the Water Development Board, if not late March, in April. And then we can sell debt to them, usually within 30 days of that. Sometimes we can dual track it. We can tell them we're really needing to get our projects underway, and which case they would let us dual track it, which would probably mean we could maybe sell in April, May, which would be money June, you know, May or June. But that's still, you know, the process. You could be looking on fast tracking and not being able to be underway with your projects until June and going through the Water Development Board. If you still just wanted to go to the open market, this is a guess of the rate. It will, the market will charge you for the risk characteristics that are here. I have worked with the Water Development Board with a community post Ike, Bolivar Peninsula Special Utility District, and they were very accommodating. The state takes care of its citizens. So it's a little bit slower on the front end. May cost a little more on engineering because there's a little, you know, you have a partner with the Water Development Board, right? You've got their engineers are going to get in the front seat and drive along with you and look at everything. Just that is what it is, but that's as I sat and everything began to sink in, it's like, yeah, we'll go with however you want us to go. But our recommendation at this point would be that the Water Development Board is going to be, I think, your best option in terms of rate, and also then for 20 years having the state there as opposed to an investor.
Thanks,
Joe. We have any questions? Mr. Jennings?
Staff recommends 7.4. We're going with the Water Development Board, going on the open market.
Mr. McCallum?
No. Ready to move forward with this?
No. I have one question. You said insurance is out of the question. When you say that, what would insurance cost? I mean, Lloyd's of London insured Jimmy Durante's nose, so, you know, there's a price for everything.
Yeah, you know, the insurance market changed significantly. There's two companies now. We used to have five or six, and they got caught insuring mortgage-backed securities in 2008. Remember that? We had the mortgage bust. And now there's two. There's Build America Mutual and Assured Guaranty. And Assured Guaranty runs two two insurers under one flagship. They're not going to put a price on it, I don't think.
They just won't touch it.
We don't think so. Just, you know, when it comes to a municipal utility district, they like to see a district that has value up around 125, 130 million. If we look back, you know, we're at 119 now. We might make it up into the bottom end of where they like to see valuations.
But another Ike, we could be right back to 85 million.
Right. And
okay, so the insurance company won't even touch it.
We really don't think so. We had a pretty spirited discussion on that today.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so 7.4, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 2018-299, a resolution by the City Council of the City of Shore Acres requesting financial assistance from the Texas Water Development Board, authorizing the filing of an application for assistance and making certain findings in connection therewith.
We have a second?
Second.
We have a motion made by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Mr. McCowan. Do we have any discussion? Mr. Jennings?
I'm good.
Mr. McCowan?
No.
Mr. Ramos?
No.
Mr. Hossman?
No.
Okay. All right, then, we'll take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, it passes unanimous. Moving on to 7.5, consideration approval resolution number 2018-300, authorizing publication of notion of intention to issue certificates of obligation. We don't need to do that.
We don't need to do it.
Okay. All right, moving on. 7.6, consideration approval of resolution number 2018-301, amending authorized representative to sign on accounts and represent the city in transacting business with Wells Fargo, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date hereof.
I move to approve resolution 2018-301, resolution of the City of Shore Acres amending authorized representatives to sign on accounts and represent the city in transacting business with Wells Fargo Bank, making various findings and provisions relating to the subject, finding compliance with the open meetings law, and providing an effective date thereof.
We have a second.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion made by Alderman Hoskins, seconded by Ms. Ramos. Any discussion? Okay, let's take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimous. Moving on, 7.7. Consideration approval of resolution number 2018-302, approving an investment policy pursuant to Public Funds Investment Act, containing other provisions relating to the subject and finding compliance with the open meetings law. Mr. LaCroix.
Mayor Pro Tem Bowles, aldermen and women. Every year we come to you and say, hey, we need you guys to look at our investment policy here and make sure that we're complying with the investment laws of the state of Texas. Basically, you can't invest in anything unless it's specifically delineated by the state of Texas. We're doing that in this. It's a standard investment policy and it's border plate. You have to do it every year, though. So that's all there is to it. All
right. Do we have a motion?
I move to approve resolution 2018-302, a resolution of the City of Shore Acres approving an investment policy pursuant to the Public Funds Investment Act and containing other provisions relating to the subject and finding compliance with the open meetings law.
Do we have a second? I'll second. Mr. Jennings. Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Hoskins, second by Mr. Jennings. Any discussion? Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, passes unanimous. Moving on. 7.8, consideration approval of resolution number 2018-303, providing that meetings of the City Council are to be held on the second Monday of each month, and that such meetings will be held in the Council Chambers of Shore Acres City Hall at 601 Shore Acres Boulevard in Shore Acres, Texas, rescinding resolutions in conflict here within and providing an effective date. Mr. Jennings.
I make a motion to approve resolution 2018-303. A resolution of the City Council of the City of Shore Acres providing that meetings of the City Council are to be held on the second Monday of each month, and that a regular workshop meeting will be held on the fourth Monday of each month when required, and that such meetings will be held, as a typo there, will be held in the City Council Chambers of Shore Acres City Hall at 601 Shore Acres Boulevard, Shore Acres, Texas, rescinding resolutions in conflict herewith and providing an effective date.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion made by Alderman Jennings, seconded by Alderman
I need to make a motion to amend.
Okay, we have a motion to amend.
There was a, I need to make a motion to strike the second and statement, which comes after, it says, and that a regular workshop meeting will be held on the fourth Monday of each month when required. I need to strike that.
Okay.
Make a motion to strike that.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to strike by Mr. Jennings, seconded by Mr. McCowan. Do we have discussion? Okay, do we have...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, back to the main motion.
Okay, back to the main motion.
I don't care if we hold one meeting, two meetings, or 25 meetings. What I care about is we keep wasting money on legal expenses. In the middle of January, I started getting flooded with emails from the city attorney. They were copies, obviously. Mr. Hoskins and Ms. Sanford were arguing with him about the legality of our current ordinance. They spent $1,600 arguing about this. It's just a waste of money. And like I said, I don't care how many meetings we have. We passed this in May 2017. That's 8 months. It's been in effect. We've had 5 months with two meetings and 3 months with one meeting. If we want to amend this to go back to the old way, we need to amend it and add a second meeting back. Or we can just call them special meetings and have three council members call them instead of two. But it's a waste of money to continue arguing with the city attorney about the legality of something that is clearly legal, but that some council members don't accept. And so I don't care what we do with this, other than that we pass this part of it. If you want to add the second meeting back, let's add it back. Completely up to you guys. All you have to do is amend it, and I can tell you the language to amend it. But this is ridiculous to keep wasting this money.
Okay. Mr. McCallum?
I'm good with the revision.
Ms. Ramos?
I'm good.
Mr. Hoskins?
No comment.
Okay. All right, so we'll go to the amendment. We'll make them. We have a motion by Mr. Jennings. We have a second by Mr. McCowan. We'll take a vote on that. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, it all passes. Now back to the main motion. We'll take a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Mr. Hoskins, did you say?
Or I'm abstaining.
Okay. All right, so we have one abstain. Mr. Hoskins and Ramos, Bowles, McCowan, and Jennings are in favor. Moving on, 7.9, consideration approval of resolution number 2018-304, amending representatives authorized to sign on and transact business with TechPool. Mr. Stahl.
Yeah, this is just like the checking account. This is where we have our investment funds in the pool. And it just moves me out.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I'll move to approve. Which one? 303?
So, yeah, it's 304.
304.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Okay, I'll move to approve resolution 218-304, amending your representatives authorized to sign and transact business with TechPool.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion by Alderman Hoskins, seconded by Alderman Ramos. Any discussion? Okay. Move for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right.
Okay. Passes unanimous. Moving on. 7.10. Consideration approval of resolution number 2018-305, designation of representative to Clear Lake Emergency Medical Corps and making various findings and provisions relating to the subject. It has Mayor Sanford on here, but it's actually Mr. Stahl.
Yes. We are part owners in the community-owned Emergency Medical Corps that provides our ambulance service. And one of the things we get by our participation in that is an undivided interest in the assets, but we also get a vote based on population. And so we have a vote on the board of directors to manage that organization. A number of years ago, gosh, probably 10 years ago, 8 years ago, a council appointed me to be the representative. Prior to that, it was Councilwoman Ellis was the city's representative. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to be your representative after the end of the month. And I'm not only a representative, but a couple of years ago, they elected me as the vice president of the board. So they have a vacancy that they'll be filling there as well. I don't really have a recommendation for council on who to appoint. I would think that my successor, city manager, would be a good person to do that. And there is no reason that Mr. LaQuay couldn't do that in the interim as well as the other duties that he has. So I guess I do have a recommendation that Mr. LaQuay be that. They meet quarterly, at quarterly meetings, and so it's not a very big demand on time.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I'll move to adopt resolution 2018-305, designation of representative of Clear Lake Emergency Medical Corps and making various findings and provisions relating to this subject, and in this resolution name Mr. LaQuay as that representative.
Do we have a second? Okay, I'll make a second. I'll make a second on that. So we have a motion by Alderman Hoskins. We have a second by Mayor Pro Tem Bowles. I do have an amendment, though.
Okay.
I make a motion that we name Mr. Jennings as our representative. Do I have a second?
I'll second that. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Any discussion? Are you okay with that, Mr. Jennings?
Very much.
Okay. All right, so we'll take that to vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, back to the main motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, it passes unanimous. Thank you. Last thing on the agenda is a discussion recommendation of appointment of emergency management coordinator by Mrs. Mayor Sanford. I guess we'll say that for the next meeting because I'm not quite sure what she wanted to do with that. So we have a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Okay, we have it. Here we go.
Thank all y'all for coming out tonight on this fancy night.
Thank you. You sure you didn't turn the heat on? It's hot in here.
Tell
you. I know. It's
right?
I still 65
degrees in here. So it's the second Tuesday of the month now? Is that what it is?
Yes, it'll be, yes. If we have another one after, that'd be a special meeting.
Okay. Tuesday or Monday?
Monday.
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 I said Tuesday?
Oh, I said Tuesday.
Yes, Monday. Yes, Monday.
Good seeing you again, sir.
Good seeing you.
Now, if you're still looking for oceanfront property, we still have...